Good evening and welcome to Reflection on this first Sunday after Christmas, Year B. My apologies for the late edition, but I had a service this afternoon to celebrate the 65th anniversary of the Arawak Dance Company in San Fernando. Our readings for today, Isaiah 61, verse 10 to Isaiah 62, verse 3, Psalm 147, Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, verses 23 to 25, and chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. The gospel is taken from the gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth, for we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, as the wise of every age have done, we come to worship you. As those seeking truth come to you, so we have come to open our minds that we may learn of you. As those who long for life come to you, so we have come to you to open our lives to your presence. As those who long for meaning, peace, and love come to you, so we open our hearts to receive your grace and to give you glory. We pray for ourselves that together we may come to you, the one who first came to us. Amen. So we pray the collect for the first Sunday after Christmas Day, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. To your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Light versus Darkness. Light versus Darkness. The writer of the book of Genesis paints a vivid picture of creation. He writes, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light, and God saw that the light was good." Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. From the beginning, light was associated with the word from God and the word of God. Light was associated with goodness, as God's creation was very good. Humankind, by disobedience, and of course, striving to be like God, brought a return of darkness to God's creation. There was the darkness of disobedience, sin, enmity between brothers, and murder in God's world. It was God's desire to return light to its supreme place in God's creation. God therefore called the descendants of Abraham to be children of light, a kingdom of peace, priests, a holy nation, a people set apart for God. The covenant people of the Old Testament found themselves time and time again following the way of darkness by disobedience to God's law. The law which was intended to keep them as children of light, God's light. God in love promised to the prophet Isaiah in the royal song of thanksgiving, answering the hope of those who wait for the Lord, to act to restore righteousness to David's rule in Israel. The prophet declares, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." Isaiah 9, verse 2. John, in whose gospel Jesus is portrayed as the eternal Son of God, says of Jesus, "In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." John chapter 1, verse 5. John affirmed that the true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. Verse 9. Jesus, the Word, who spoke light into creation, was coming as the life and light of the world. He would be the light that would shine in the darkness of disobedience, arrogance, sin, and death, and overcome all the darkness. It is impossible for the darkness of evil, sin, and death to overcome the glorious light of Christ. Darkness of any kind cannot overpower the light of Christ. The light of Christ will always reign supreme. We therefore must choose, if we will allow our lives to be illuminated by the light of Christ, or we will dwell in the darkness of sin, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Light and darkness cannot coexist in our lives. Are we going to be children of darkness, or will we be children of light? During his earthly ministry, Jesus demonstrated the power of light, of the light of God's love for humankind. In his preaching and teaching, he dispelled the darkness of doubt and disbelief in all those who would follow him. As the light, he removed the darkness of separation from God by sin, as he forgave the sins of many: Zacchaeus, Mary Magdalene, and others, bringing them back into the light of God. Jesus, the light, removed the darkness of sickness when he healed many from various types of diseases, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Jesus, the light, challenged the darkness of the bigotry, arrogance, and ignorance of the Pharisees, whom he referred to as whited sepulchres, nice and clean on the outside, but inside full of dead men's bones. Jesus, the light, dispelled the darkness of fear that his disciples experienced in the storms on the Sea of Galilee. He brought peace to stormy situations. Jesus, the light, dispelled the darkness of physical and spiritual hunger when he fed over 3,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus, the light, dispelled the darkness of death when he raised the son of the widow of Nain, Jairus' daughter, and called forth Lazarus from the grave. Jesus, the light, dispelled the darkness of sin when he made his full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice on the cross for the sins of the whole world. Jesus, the light, dispelled the darkness of eternal death when God raised him from the dead to give us victory over the darkness of death. Jesus, the light, continues to shine in us through the Holy Spirit. This is affirmed by St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Paul writes, "For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true." We are invited as disciples of Christ to live as children of light. Paul calls on us to lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Romans 13, verse 12. How do we do this? How do we put aside the works of darkness? Well, if we live by the Spirit of light, the Spirit of love, power, and self-discipline, the light of Christ will shine in our hearts and dispel the darkness of sin and disobedience. we have a choice. We can choose to live a life of darkness and sin, which will lead to death, eternal death. Or we can choose to live in the light, which is Christ. A light of obedience, a life of sacrifice, but a life of service, a life of love. A life that will enable us to illumine the lives of others and bring them comfort and hope and joy. As we are illuminated by the light of Christ, He will send us out to illuminate the places where we find ourselves. The songwriter reminds us, "This little light of mine, I will let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine." We have received the same commission that Paul received on the road to Damascus. Jesus is saying to us, "I am sending you to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in Jesus Christ." Acts 26, verse 18. So, today, as we celebrate the birth of Christ, the light of the world, we are called to choose between being children of darkness or children of light. Let us pray that the prayer that we prayed for colic, we will be able to not only say with our lips or believe in our hearts, but act out in our lives. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, this Christmas, as we sang the familiar carols, heard the familiar readings, and pondered on the familiar mysteries, give to us the gift of pure worship, that ability which Mary had of attributing to you your true worth, your full value, your inestimable greatness. Teach us to be reverent, yet teach us how to express the love that burns within our heart as we think of your goodness to us, that you have come to be our light in darkness, our hope in despair, our strength in weakness, our shelter in the storm. Yes, you have come to be our eternal Savior. Amen. Sweet child of Bethlehem, grant that we may share with all our hearts in this profound mystery of Christmas. Pour into the hearts of men the peace which sometimes we seek so desperately and which you alone can give us. Help us to know one another better and to live as brothers, children of the same Father. Awaken in our hearts love and gratitude for your infinite goodness. Join us together in your love and give us all your heavenly peace. Amen. God of love, open the hearts and minds of many this Christmas time to the good and saving news of Jesus Christ, that those whose lives are insecure or empty or aimless may find in the one born at Bethlehem all that they need today and much more besides. For his name's sake. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmastide. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you and those whom you love always. Amen. And we invite you, the parish of St. Barnabas, we invite you to our All Year's Night service, which will be virtual this year, beginning at 11 p.m. on Thursday, the 31st of December. We will send you the link for the service. It will be on Zoom, and if you're not able to join us on Zoom, you can join us on Facebook. Continue to enjoy the peace and happiness of the Christmastide. Follow the regulations and be safe. God bless.